Well, back in August, what Gates said was that the command was originally designed to promote jointness in the services, and that we're in a different time now where they basically succeeded in that mission. He says nowadays jointness is pretty ingrained in the culture of the military and its practices. Although he did say GFCOM's functions would be evaluated and DOD would keep any of the capabilities that they thought that they really needed. Gates made a quick reference to GFCOM in his Pentagon briefing yesterday, saying that DOD had identified some parts of the command that it did want to keep.
We are still refining the details, but expect that roughly 50% of the capabilities under GFCOM will be kept and assigned to other organizations.
But that was about all the detail that we had up until now. And Senator Warner's office told me today that Warner and other elected officials from Virginia met with Gates just before Thanksgiving, and at that point secured his agreement to shrink the command rather than outright eliminating it. And Gates reportedly told them that they'd made a strong business case, that a lot of GFCOM's functions were needed by the department. And in particular, it sounds like force modeling and simulation parts of what GFCOM does are what they're going to hang on to. And the Virginia delegation, of course, has been fighting this since the original August announcement, but they feel like it was that face-to-face meeting with Secretary Gates that actually at least partially saved GFCOM.
So they said that keeping Secretary Gates, and we heard him saying about 50% of the command's functions will be sticking around. How large of a command are we talking about? What's a compare and contrast? What's before? What's after?
Well, frankly, we were hoping to get a little bit more of those details from General Odierno today, but we did not. It looks like this will involve transitioning the remaining functions of GFCOM into a brand new command, still based in Norfolk, or at least in the area, and reporting directly to the Joint Chiefs of Staff. The current size of the command itself, according to DOD, is about 1,600 civilians and another 1,200 active military. The Virginia delegation talks about up to maybe 5,000 jobs connected to the command. So, aside from only having about half as many personnel, the commander will no longer be at the four-star level, maybe two- or three-star. So that would be in line with the flatter command structure Gates talked about yesterday.
The major objective beyond creating monetary savings is to make this department less cumbersome, less top-heavy, and more agile and effective in the execution of its responsibilities. My hope and expectation is that as a result of these changes over time, what had been a culture of endless money, where cost was rarely a consideration, will become a culture of savings and restraint.
So again, the timetable for all this might have been pushed up a little bit by that memorandum issued by the White House last night. We don't really know. That memo from the president, again, gives Gates the final authorization to shut down GFCOM as it is now, but left the discretion on timing on that up to the secretary.